Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois farmers say they're concerned about massive cuts targeting the scientists who provide weather forecasts and storm warnings. Cuts by the Trump administration have prompted 1,300 staffers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to leave. That includes the National Weather Service. Trent Ford is the Illinois state climatologist. He told the 21st show that the cuts are happening just as farmers need accurate forecasts for spring planting.
As we get closer to the heart of April, you know, folks are going to be looking out to say, okay, how wet are the soils? What's the planting weather look like? Is it going to rain over into the next week, or the next 2 weeks? And what are the windows of opportunities? And those forecasts are initially coming from the National Weather Service.
The New York Times reports that the Trump administration has notified NOAA that it will soon lose another 1,000 workers. State and federal officials have confirmed the first case of bird flu in Dallas County in central Iowa since 2020. A spokesperson with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship on Monday said the H5N1 virus was detected in a backyard flock of chickens and domestic ducks. This marks Iowa's fifth case of bird flu in domestic birds this year. State officials say poultry producers who suspect signs of H5N1 should contact their veterinarian immediately. Possible cases must also be reported to the State Department of Agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, meanwhile, has canceled contracts worth more than $11 million that are meant to help Iowa food banks, schools, and child care centers purchase local food over the next 3 years. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports over 300 farmers in the state have planned for the funding.
The Iowa Food System Coalition says the USDA has not explained why it canceled the three-year contracts, but Chris Schwartz, the coalition's executive director, says it could not come at a worse time. Farmers already have seedlings sprouting in greenhouses. They've booked processing times at meat lockers and planned out the year based on this funding.
This is the kind of stuff that sends farms into foreclosure. This is the kind of stuff that people lose their homes over. And so here, these are people that have been good faith partners with the effort to provide nutritious food to Iowa's children, and we're just going to be hanging them out to dry.
Schwartz and the coalition are calling on Iowans to boost local food purchases to support farmers. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The Illinois and Iowa attorneys general are urging the Food and Drug Administration to take immediate action to stop a surge in dangerous counterfeit weight loss drugs. Both officials signed on to a multi-state letter Monday explaining that unsafe and unregulated counterfeit drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy are now flooding the U.S. market. The fake drugs from countries including China, Turkey, and India are nearly indistinguishable from real ones and may contain dangerous contaminants or unknown substances. The states are urging the FDA to take immediate action to intercept dangerous counterfeit drugs and hold pharmaceutical companies accountable for any illegal conduct. Clean energy activists are pushing the Illinois Pollution Control Board to adopt stronger emission standards for cars and trucks. The board is hosting hearings in Springfield and considering rules that would incentivize the production and use of electric vehicles. Brian Urbaszewski is with the Chicago-based Respiratory Health Association. He says Illinois has built a strong EV presence over the past few years.
We need to keep growing. We need to keep that transition moving. And that's why the rules are critical to that long-term pathway that we want to see. We're thinking, what do we want to see on the road by 2050? You know, what are the kids being born today? What are they going to see when they're 25?
If approved, a commission of state lawmakers will next review and vote on the new rules. Closing arguments have begun in the Scott County murder trial of Christopher Bale, who is accused of killing his 31-year-old girlfriend, Taylor Escontrias, last March. The defense finished its closing arguments on Monday, and the state will have a chance to rebut this morning. The trial will then head to the jury, which could reach a verdict by the end of the day, depending on how long deliberations take. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.